Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome, everybody, to Matt and Tacker DLS. You are now listening to the most underrated show on iTunes. I'm the best dressed in the newest Matt, and to my left is my fully loaded Lance Armstrong Jr., Tiger Taylor. What's up, buddy? I hear you got a new bike for Father's Day.
I did, my man. I'm on it right now, so we're going to see how this podcast works.
Well, it's not working very well because we have no rates or reviews. So if you're listening, please rate us, review it. Let us know how we're doing. As Lance Armstrong Jr. does the tour de Telequa on the phone with us tonight. So, Tiger, today is Motivational Monday. And I really want to talk about practice what you preach.
Okay. How many of us
now
practice what we...
I'm getting this. I used to be the world's worst. But in the field that we're in, we need to practice what we preach. So it took me years to get there. Now I'm doing it.
Well, tell me what you mean by that.
Well, I work in the health industry, so I've got to practice what I preach for sure. I had a gentleman come up to me this weekend. He's like, you know what? People would take you more seriously if your body matched what you preached. I'm like, man,
ooh,
you know how often I hear that? You blame my genetics, because that's exactly what's going on. I sit and ponder and read and exercise daily about my weight and my position. But I guarantee you 100% if you and I, listeners out there, one-on-one, I'd be able to outwork you non-stop, hands down. Tiger Taylor, on the other hand, he was gifted genetically. As you can tell, he's on his bike doing 90 miles an hour up a hill.
Up a hill.
100-foot incline.
I actually pulled over. I want to talk about this. You got me pretty intrigued. So I subscribe that here's some motivation for you. Maybe people are struggling with their weight. It's a good topic for them tonight. For Father's Day, I've been talking about getting a road bike for a while, and I just haven't. Multiple reasons. They're very expensive, and I didn't have the assets to get it. So I've been saving up, and then I thought, man, I go through so many fads. Like, I want to be an MMA fighter, and I do that for like a month. And then I'm like, I don't want to be an MMA fighter. And then I'm like, I want to pick up extreme sports. And then I never do a single extreme sport. Then I'm like, you know what? You know, and the point is, I do a lot of things, or I say I'm going to do a lot of things, rather. And then I dabble in multiple ones. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick up this sport for a while or this sport for a while. And I don't. I'm going to start playing basketball all the time. I'm going to be a basketball player. I'm going to play in an adult league soccer league, and I never do it. Well, we went to Walmart, and they have road bikes there for about $125. And I was like, man, before I make a commitment on a $2,000 bike, why don't I do this first? Let's see if it's something I even enjoy. I enjoy it because it kicks my butt. It kicks my butt. I told Matt I was going to get a road bike and start riding to Fort Gibson, which is about 25 miles away where my son plays baseball. So, yeah, I'm just going to start riding my son's baseball games, and I'll get picked up by my wife there and throw my bike in the bed of the truck and go watch baseball. And he's like, all right. He didn't tell me how hard it was. I got on this bike and I went for a, I went 2.2 miles yesterday in just under 16 minutes. I mean, seconds under 16 minutes, and was dead. My butt literally feels like it has a bone bruise if I touch my butt. It hurts so bad. My thighs are blown out. My lungs still hurt from yesterday. Just nasty. It's a brutal workout. And he texted me today and says, so you going to ride that bike before Gibson? I will. Questions like that really motivate me, you know, because he is joking with me, but he's also calling me out. He's also saying, like, you're not going to do anything, you know, it's typical Tiger. And that kind of fire pushes me to do better. It pushes me to get more bang for my buck, to really get out here and do this, you know. To touch back on what you said, because I really took a segment that I wanted to talk about you and really talk about my favorite subject, me. To get back to you, you and I have this argument all the time. I fully believe some people have what they call the fat gene. I think some people are overweight no matter what they do. I just believe some people are naturally overweight. You don't subscribe to that. You think everybody should have rock hard abs genetically, and you think everybody should be running 40-yard dashes in the 4 seconds, that this, the way we look and perform, is our fault. I just strongly disagree. I believe there are those type of people who can't lose weight, do everything right. They don't shred up. They don't transform. And I do believe it's a genetic disorder. I believe that could be our food is so genetically modified that maybe the human body is becoming genetically modified. Maybe it's generation after generation. I don't know what it is. I don't have all the answers. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, and I don't play one on the show. But what I do know is there are real cases of people like you who are doing the right thing, and it's just not transforming your life.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. I mean, after I ate a large pizza and 3 bowls of cereal today, I wonder, like, what in the world is going on with my body?
Yeah, why don't I have abs? I just had a full pie to myself. I just don't get it. But no, here's the funny thing is you probably had baked chicken and a salad for lunch today, and you gained 2 pounds.
Yeah, it was pretty much like that. I just had, like, cucumbers and water, and I looked at a moon pie and gained a whole bunch of weight. But, you know, everybody's body's going to be different. It's going
to
be crazy.
If you go to my Instagram, James_Tiger_Taylor_, you'll see what Matt Waite spent his day doing. And that's beating the shit out of me because I was going to miss today's show. There's physical proof that I put out that he hits me. So if anybody cares to see, you can see what Matt did to me. He takes the show very serious. So, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Other than your health, what are you struggling on? What motivation are you seeking from this show?
I stay pretty motivated because I look at what's in front of me. We don't know how much time we have left in this world, you know, and I want to make it as far as I can doing what I love. And I came up with 5 things that you can do daily that can get you to your goal. To get you to where you want to be in life, be it a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, or even 20 years from now. Just do these little things. That's all we're telling you. The number one thing is not to complain. Don't complain. No one likes a complainer. You need to understand, have the understanding that it does affect you emotionally, physically, and other people see it. Like, I don't want to hire a complainer. Do you, Tiger?
No, but I do know after being your friend for the last decade, you never complain.
No, I don't complain. Even when I'm having a bad day, I'll try to just suck it up and just go on with it. So that's number one. Don't
Or act like a giant baby.
Yeah, or I'll act like a giant baby. Please don't complain. You know, a lot of people have it worse than you do. Some people have it better than you do. Just don't complain. Number two, if you want to succeed in life, you have to outwork others. To me, that's plain and simple. Just fucking outwork them. That's it.
That's,
if you
want to
be truly successful, you have to work.
I want to jump in there because that's what Gary Vee talked about recently, Gary Vaynerchuk. Is the difference in you and I, we both are working off the same 16 hours a day. He talks about the importance of getting 8 hours sleep, but he does. He's grinding his 16 hours. while we're over here playing touch butt from time to time. Not necessarily Matt and I just mean we as in a whole. We as in a culture. If you're not a millionaire on your way to a billion, then I hate to break it to you, but you're playing touch butt a little bit. So you're not utilizing your time. You know, Matt talked about utilizing time a lot in previous shows about turning your vehicle into a mobile university. Well, so that's podcast while you're traveling to and from work, when you're traveling to or from Taco Bueno on your lunch break, whatever you're doing in your car. He's got a podcast going or he's got an audiobook. He turns his work into a mobile university. What do I mean? He grinds at his office for 45 minutes. Takes a 15-minute break every hour. Reads an article. Writes down a goal for the week. He does something on himself for 15 minutes. He has that luxury. But he's also forcing the time. Now, if his boss walked in, he's not going to be like, hey, working on me. If they throw him a project, he puts his personal to the side. I'm totally lying in case your boss is listening. But that's the beauty of it. Matt makes time. So when you say, well, I worked a 10-hour shift, you got 6 more hours to hustle, 6 more hours to work on your craft, to hone your craft. Don't be lazy. Don't let this life pass you by with laziness.
That's it. We can wrap up the show right there. So much knowledge was just built on you. Your cup is running over with knowledge, thanks to Tiger Taylor, as he introduced how to outwork others and how to hustle. You know, Gary Vee does have it right. You have holidays. It means if you're working full time, you better be working twice as hard at night from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Get that shit done. And if you want those dreams to happen, it's not going to happen while you're asleep. I mean, you can sleep all you want, but the time you're awake, you better make it happen. My third one is don't give up. You're going to lose. You're going to lose big. You're going to have stuff taken away from you. But don't give up. Don't fear. It's going to happen. You're going to lose. Like today, I had to drop $1,000 on my freaking air conditioner in my truck that went out. I wasn't afraid of it. That's just money I can get back.
Sure.
I had an interview.
Absolutely.
I had an interview.
We talked about this. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. I was just saying I had an interview.
I love the fear talk.
I had an interview. If it doesn't work out, it's fine. It's just part of losing. You're either going to win or you're going to lose. There's no participation awards anymore. They need to get rid of that. You either score or you don't score. You either win or you don't win. Simple as that. We've gotten too soft. If you don't win, you just cry around about it. Bullshit. It's not going to happen that way. Go ahead, Tiger. Jim, I'm not too for sure what's going on. Let me check to make sure. Hey, Tiger, if you can hear me, buddy, I'm right here. Right here waiting on you. You still there, buddy? I just got your text. Okay, Tiger. I must be messing up on my end.
Are you there, buddy?
Okay. I can't really hear Tiger at all. I'm just getting some static. Tiger, if you're with me, let me know. I just checked the website and you, sir, are off. Now, so we're just going to go right into it. If I can get back to this, that's great. If not, I have not really for sure what's going on. So, as he does his tour to Telequa, let's finish our discussion, okay? So, don't get discouraged. Like I said, don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Have patience. I used to be the most the world's shortest patient person ever. But now I understand that I can't rush this. I have to be patient. I've got to let it come to me. I've got to plant that seed. You know, our gifts, our skills, our motivation, things that we want to do in life. They are seeds. And with the seeds, we have to water them with positive talk. Books, people, exercise, we have to water them daily with the everything. We have to do that daily. We have to give our seeds water, sunlight. Everything that we do will reflect that. But do you understand what I'm saying? It's so hard to put into words. So we say the words, we put them out there, those are our seeds, and we have to nourish them with the talk. Preservation. We have to hang around good people. And we have to educate ourselves. We have to travel. We have to know ourselves. And that will slowly grow our seed. We have to be patient. Les Brown talks about the Chinese plant in the ground for 60 days. You have to water it daily. No, 60 years. 6 years. 6 years. You have to water it daily. And after the 6 years, in 60 days, that thing shoots up like 70 feet. So it's going to take a while. We have to get that down. So our last one is, you have to work. You have to work. We just talked about this. If you're working a full-time job, you need to work part-time. Work full-time at your job, part-time on your future. Okay. So that does mean a weekend, no holidays, no breaks. No float trips. I mean, you can still go, but you need to be working on it, thinking about it, writing it down, making it come to fruition. You better be working twice as hard because there's people out there that are starving, wanting to be where you're at right now, or where you want to go. There's people out there that have the same idea as you, and they're working twice as hard, three times as hard, four times as hard as you are to make that a reality. Okay? So if you're working 7:30 to 8:30, you got to leave from 9 until 2. You got to get shit done. You got to step up and get it done. If you really want this, if you really want it, you got to get it done. Have to get it done. So some things is, how do you stay motivated? Find us on Facebook, iTunes, and Tiger BLS, Tiger Taylor. Find us what you do to stay motivated. What are your tips on how to follow some people? Follow Guy Lopez. Follow Millionaire Mentor. Follow Gary Vaynerchuk. Follow all the greats. Read them. Study them. If you want to become the next billionaire, study them. Study millionaires. If you want to become the next auto racer, study some of the great auto racers. If you want to become the next, let's say LeBron James, watch his films. Go out and shoot 500 shots a day. It's nothing stopping you. If you live in a lower income, poverty stricken, you have a Boys and Girls Club. But you have churches that can help you. But you have community centers that are out there. You can do this, okay? Whatever vision you have, whatever you want to be in life, you can do it. You just have to believe it first, see it second, and then do it. As we always say, you must believe, learn, and then you will succeed. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our show for this evening. Looks like we lost Tiger Taylor. So, Tiger, if you're still out there, please be safe on your tour to Tahlequah. My little Lance Armstrong. That's for me and Matthew. Good night, everyone.